With SRN News, I'm Tayshia Stevens. At least 23 people have died due to severe weather in the central and southern U.S. Sunday saw the most active severe storm day of 2024 with thunderstorms, high winds. In addition to the severe weather, 25 million people are under heat alerts in Texas, Louisiana, and Mississippi. An air travel record has been broken for this Memorial Day holiday.
The Transportation Security Administration says more than 2.9 million air travelers were at airports across the country for the Friday getaway. That tops the record set last November on the Sunday after Thanksgiving. The AAA's Aixa Diaz had predicted busy airports.
We're not just talking about pre-pandemic numbers. We are surpassing pre-pandemic numbers.
Texas passenger Steve McLaughlin was happy to reach Philadelphia.
I'm excited about, kicking off the summer.
AAA predicted 38 million people will be driving over the long holiday weekend. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Also at SRNnews.com, according to reports, Iran's stockpile of uranium is now enriched to near weapons-grade levels.
According to a confidential report by the United Nations nuclear watchdog, Iran has further increased its stockpile of uranium enriched to near weapons-grade levels. Iran is seeking to have economic sanctions imposed over the country's controversial nuclear program lifted in exchange for slowing the program down. The report by the International Atomic Energy Agency also comes against the backdrop of heightened tensions in the wider Middle East over the ongoing Israel-Hamas war. Israel and Iran carried out direct strikes on each other's territory for the first time last month. I'm Norman Hall.
The World Health Organization's attempt to gain control of world governments during a pandemic has failed. Member states have been negotiating for more than 2 years to create new rules for pandemics. This is SRN News. Sex change operations lead to suicide. SRN's Michael Harrington explains.
A new study published by the National Library of Medicine reveals that people who undergo surgery in an effort to live as the opposite sex are 12 times more likely than the general population to take their own life. The sweeping survey covers more than 90 million patients over 20 years. Doctors in Europe are backing away from sex change operations now, but here in the U.S., the Biden administration continues to promote them. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Arizona doctors can temporarily travel to California to perform abortions for people under a new law signed by Democrat Governor Gavin Newsom. The Arizona legislature recently repealed an abortion ban, but that action likely won't go into effect until late summer or fall. Newsom has vowed to make California a sanctuary of sorts for people in other states seeking abortions. This is SRN News. Walmart ends an exclusive credit card partnership with Capital One. Rhonda Ruckstra has more on the story.
The company's announcement Friday says cardholders can still use their Capital One Walmart rewards cards, which will continue to accrue rewards unless customers are notified of a change. Walmart partnered with Capital One in 2019, but eventually soured on the deal. And in 2023, Walmart sued Capital One, saying the company was taking too long to process payments and mail replacement cards. A federal judge ruled in March Walmart could terminate the deal.
Mike Tyson reportedly doing great after a health scare on a flight from Miami to Los Angeles. Tyson's representative said he became dizzy and nauseous due to an ulcer flare-up just before landing. Menex reportedly had to board the aircraft once it landed. He's set to fight Jake Paul in Texas July 20th. More details at SRNnews.com.